感谢主，我们每逢看见有人受浸的时候，我们好像心中是特别的欢喜快乐。
Thank the Lord, every time we see brother and sister being baptized, our hearts are filled with joy.
这也是表明说，福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
This is revealing that the gospel is the power of God to save all those who believe.
这另外也是叫我们说，我们应当每一个人都要去传主的福音。
It also encouraging us that we are all to go and preach the gospel.
我想这几位弟兄姊妹受浸不是一个结束。
I think these people who've been baptized is not the end of it.
乃是一个跟随主耶稣的路程的开始。
But rather it's the beginning of the way of following of Christ.
不是说我们已经都明白神的道理，我们才来受浸。
It's not that we will come to be baptized after we know all the truth.
乃是告诉我们说，我们相信了主耶稣以后，我们必须要与我们的主耶稣相连。
But it's telling us that after we believe in Jesus, we must be connected to our Lord Jesus.
这是行走一生的道路。
And this is our way of our life.
并且这一个道路不是单独的道路。
And this way of life is not by individual.
乃是给众圣徒一同行走天路。
But together with other Christians.
所以我们务必要常常的在教会的里面能够常常的聚集在一起。
That's why we need to gather here at church frequently.
我们不单是常常的要聚会。
Not only that we are to meet frequent.
我们要常常听主的道。
But we also to listen to the word of God.
我们要常常自己读神的话语。
To read the words on your own.
我们不单要常常的读神的话，我们要常常的为主做见证。
Not always to read the word, but also be testimony for him.
我们要传福音能够得的更有效果，乃是必须要有我们生活的见证。
In order to be effective in about preaching of the gospel, we must have the witness in our lives.
我们也必须把我们的自己坦诚的、敞开的在主的面前。
We must open up ourselves before the Lord.
我们也是要把真实的我们的生命显在许许多多的还没有信主的人面前。
That our lives will be revealed to all those who have not believed yet.
这样我们才能够为主做美好的见证。
Then we can be a good witness for our Lord.
不但这样，我们也需要把我们自己献给神。
Not only that, we must dedicate ourselves to God.
我想我们奉献是一个我们的权利。
A dedication, our offering is our privilege.
是神借助我们这一生的时间能够有机会奉献，这是好的无比的。
That we have the opportunity to dedicate ourselves, this is so wonderful.
但愿我们彼此的勉励。
That we can encourage one another.
彼此的劝勉。
To edify one another.
彼此的代祷。
And to pray for one another.
这是我愿意给几位弟兄姊妹的勉励。
And this is my encouragement to these few brothers and sisters.
也是给其他的弟兄姊妹的劝勉。
And also to all the brothers and sisters here.
我们仍然打开圣经马太福音第二十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音第二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27.
我们从五十一节读到六十一节。
We'll read from verse 51 to verse 61.
我用中文读，请 Emil 弟兄替我们用英文读。
We'll read in Chinese and then English.
马太福音第二十七章五十一节，忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。坟墓也开了，以遂圣徒的身体多有起来的。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
Verse 51. At the moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth shook and the rock split. The tongues broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died was raised to life. They came out of the tombs and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people.
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事就极其害怕说这真是神的儿子了。
Verse 54, when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, surely he was the Son of God.
有好些妇女在那里远远地观看，她们是从加利利跟随耶稣来服侍他的。
Many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs.
内中有莫大拉的玛利亚，又有雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有西比泰两个儿子的母亲。
Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and mother of Zebedee's sons.
五十七节，到了晚上，有一个财主名叫约瑟，是亚里马太人来的，亚里马太来的，他也是耶稣的门徒。
Verse 57, as the evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus.
这人去见比拉多求耶稣的身体，比拉多就吩咐给他。
And going to the Pilate, he asked Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it would be given to him.
约瑟取了身体，用干净细麻布裹好。
Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
安放在自己的新坟墓里，就是他坐在磐石里的。他又把大石头滚到墓门口就去了。
And placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away.
有莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚在哪里？对着坟墓坐坐。
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，门徒几乎都逃跑了。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, most of the disciples had all escaped.
独有使徒约翰仍然站在十字架的下面。
And only the apostle John was standing beneath the cross.
所以耶稣在最临终的时候就把他的母亲交给使徒约翰。
So when Jesus, before he died, he turned his mother over to Apostle John.
约翰就把耶稣的母亲带回到他的家里。
So John took his mother to his home.
但是有几个的从加利利来的妇女。
But there are few women from Galilee.
还有在耶路撒冷附近的妇女们。
And also some women from around Jerusalem.
他们仍然站在十字架的下面。
They were also standing underneath the cross.
以后亚里马太人约瑟就向比拉多求耶稣的身体。
And later on Joseph from Arimathea, he asked for the body of Jesus.
尼哥底母就用100斤的墨药来磨耶稣的身体。
And Nicodemus used the ointment to anoint Jesus' body.
约瑟就用细麻布扎耶稣的身体。
And then Joseph will wrap Jesus' body with clean linen.
以后就把耶稣放在自己所预备的新的坟墓的里面。
Then he put Jesus' body into his own new tomb.
完了以后就把一块的大的石头堵在墓门口。
After he finished, he just put this roll of stone over this tomb.
这一块的石头一进去以后就没有办法两个人可以推开。
And once the stone was rolled over, it's impossible to roll it over just by two people.
但是有几位的妇女，莫大拉的玛利亚和约西雅各的母亲玛利亚，仍然站对着坟墓在哪一个坐着。
But then Mary the Magdalene and also Mary the mother of James and Joseph was just standing before the tomb.
安息日已经到了。
And then the Sabbath day had come.
公会的人要派兵来把守哪一个坟墓。
And the Sanhedrin people will have to send a soldier here to guard the tomb.
所以这几位的妇女不得不回到自己的家里。
So these women have to go back to their own home.
他们就预备了香料，希望在七日的第一日过了安息日以后去膏耶稣的身体。
So they were hoping they had prepared for the ointment after the Sabbath day they can come and anoint Jesus' body.
虽然他们离开了坟墓，但是哪一个景象，哪一个坟墓仍然在他们的心目的当中。
Even they have left the tomb, but then the scene was still in their hearts.
所以刚刚我们读到马太福音第二十八章第一节到第十节，就告诉我们七日第一日他们仍然到坟墓里去想膏耶稣的事情告诉我们。
So earlier we read from chapter 28 that at the Sabbath day, the first day of the week, they came with the ointment, want to anoint Jesus' body with that.
我想我就是用很简单的提了在这一段的圣经的里面对我们的启发。
And I want to briefly use this passage to see the revelation for us.
第一个我们看到这几位的妇女们他们来看坟墓。
And first we see that these women came to visit the tomb.
这是第一节到第四节。
This is from verse 1 to verse 4.
他说安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。
So after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
我想有许多的时候我们愿意看坟墓。
And some of the time maybe we like to look at the tomb.
我年轻的时候特别愿意到墓地去。
When I was young, I liked to go to the graveyard.
为什么？因为墓地比较安静。
Why is that? Because it's more quiet in this graveyard.
可以在哪一个地方默想。
I can meditate at that place.
另外看到墓地的时候我就想到我的人生到底是几何。
Then I would reflect on my life, you know, what is this like?
也是如同诗篇103篇告诉我们说我们求主要教导我们如何速转自己的律子好让我们得做智慧的心。
It's just like Psalm 103 tells us that we would like to be taught how to count our days so that we can have wisdom.
苏罗门在晚年的时候他说宁可到哪一个居山的家。
And when Solomon, when he was old, he was rather go to the mountain.
No. 那个 funeral.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Rather want to go to the funeral service.
是的，有时候我也常常在年轻的时候有很多的同工他不敢领葬礼。
And when I was young, I remember some of my co-workers, they do not like to preside over funeral service.
常常要请我去帮助他们。
So they want me to go over and help them.
这也是可能神借着这样的我常常领丧事常常叫我们更有感慨。
So I have many experience on the presiding the funeral service, and I have a lot of feedback from that.
我想这几个妇女，她带着香膏来到来看坟墓。
So these women, they have come with their ointment.
我们常常就觉得，我们怎么样的可以来表示我们的爱？我们常常到坟墓去表明我们的爱。
Sometimes we thought about how can we show our love.
但是这几个妇女，她们预备了香料。
But these women, they have prepared for the ointment.
她希望她所预备的香料没有膏在耶稣活的时候。
They thought that they had not used it when Jesus was still alive.
但是他总是有个遗憾。
But they may have a regret.
他也希望在耶稣死了以后也能够预备香料膏耶稣的身体。
Maybe even after Jesus died, they can still use the ointment on Jesus' body.
太充满了,
but they were in a hurry then.
我想尼哥底母是从哪里可以拿到100斤的, 墨药那个?
And how did Nicodemus have more than 100 pounds of perfume?
亚利马太人也是他怎么样的很快的就买了西麻布。
And how did Joseph the, from Arimathea, he can have the linen cloth ready?
但是这几位的妇女, 她没有办法摸,把香膏摸在耶稣的身上。
But these few women did not have the opportunity to put the ointment on Jesus.
她总是想着过了安息日以后, 她可以到坟墓去,把她所预备的香膏膏在耶稣的身上。
They thought maybe after the Sabbath day, they can use that ointment and went to anoint Jesus' body with that.
很可惜的,这许多的香膏没有办法再膏在耶稣的身上。
But regretfully, they did not have the opportunity to put it on Jesus' body.
弟兄姊妹,我们有时候需要抓住机会。
Brother and sister, we need to hold on to the response opportunity.
我们奉献需要抓上机会。
When we are offering, we need to hold on to the opportunities.
我们服侍主需要抓住机会。
When we serve God, we need to hold on to the opportunities.
我听很多人说,等到 我考不上大学,我就奉献去念神学院。
I heard some that if I cannot pass my exam, college exam, then I'll dedicate myself to God.
我听很多人说,等到我那个 layoff, 没有工作的时候,我好好在教会的 服侍来读圣经。
And then I heard brothers and sisters say, after I was laid off, then I'll dedicate my time to read the Bible and serve God.
我的父母也是这样。
My parents are like that too.
我的父母觉得我的哥哥念书不好。
And they felt that my brother did not study very well.
他以后去做传道人。
And he will be a minister in the future.
我比较会念书。
And, but I know how to study.
让他去念书。
So he will go study.
但是感谢神, 神的精神, 不是我们人所想的。
But thank God, God's choosing is different than ours.
我们再有时候就想到, 等到我65岁以后, 拿到退休金以后, 我好好地来服侍神。
And some of us will think that at when I'm 50, 65, when I have the retirement fund, then I will serve God.
我不必受教会的供应。
And I don't need to be ministered by the church.
我也, 不要看人的眼色。
And I do not have to look at the face of the brothers and sisters.
我们奉献的时候需要抓住我们的时间。
But when we serve, we need to redeem that time.
我们不是靠着自己的计划。
Not by our own plan.
我们乃是靠着信心来仰望我们结尾的主。
But by faith that we look upon our Lord.
很可惜这几位的妇女，她虽然有这样的心意，预备了香膏，却没有办法把香膏膏在耶稣的身上。
Regretfully, these few women, even though they have prepared for the ointment, but they do not have the opportunity to put it on Jesus' body.
在坟墓里都是暗淡的。
In the graveyard, everything is so dark.
在坟墓里只有在旁边在哪一个地方哀哭。
And they can only mourn on the side of the tomb.
所以约翰福音特别记载, 虽然莫大拉的玛利亚非常的爱耶稣,但是在墓门口,靠着墓门,仍然在那一个地方哀哭。
So it was recorded, Mary the Magdalene, even though she loved the Lord, but she was just mourning on the side of the tomb.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
她看见墓门已经开了。
She saw that the tomb, the stone was rolled apart.
她们看进去的时候, 耶稣不在了。
But when they look in, Jesus was not there.
这个时候虽然他们的心中有点惊慌,
even though they might be terrified at the time,
虽然这个时候他们有点失望,
and they might be disappointed at the time,
他们需要寻找的那位钉在十字架上的耶稣现在不见了。
The Jesus they were looking for had disappeared.
他总是希望能够把这个香膏 高在那被钉在十字架上 耶稣的身体的上面。
They were hoping to be able to anoint this ointment on Jesus' body.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候，我们想从人间当中可以得到了我们的拯救。
And brothers and sisters, sometimes we want to have salvation through men.
多少的时候，我们想到从一个死的宗教的里面，我们可以得到了解脱。
And we want to be free from this dead religion.
除非我们真正的遇见这位复活的主耶稣。
Only if we can encounter this Jesus who had resurrected.
我在年轻的时候有点追求我们人生的真意。
When I was young, I have some time to study about the meaning of life.
而在我学校的旁边有一个很有名的佛教的寺庙。
And next to my place, there is a very famous temple, the Buddha temple.
那是在我们福州那个西林寺。
In Xilin province in Fuzhou.
我在常常的有空呢，常常就跑到庙里去听听那个钟声。
And when I have time, I would just go to temple, listen to the bell.
我就常常的愿意听那一个敲木鱼的声音。
And the sound of beating this thing.
好像哪一个钟声可以提醒我里面的沉睡的灵。
And it seems like that sound of the bell can remind me of my life.
哪一个叩木鱼的声音可以安静平静我的心灵。
And the sound may be able to quiet down my heart.
但是仍然不能解决我里面的需要。
But then it cannot solve the problems that I have inside.
一直等到我遇见了这位复活的主耶稣。
Until I met this Jesus who resurrected.
所以这几个妇女虽然有一点灰心失望。
So even these women were maybe a little bit disappointed.
但是我们看从第五节第六节就看到这里有天使给她所传的信息。
But then from verse 5 and 6, we see the angel preach the gospel to them.
所以在我的纲要的里面有很简单的几个字。
So in my outline, there's a few words that's very simple.
第一个就是探墓。
And the first one is to visit.
就是来看坟墓。
To come and visit the tomb.
很奇妙的四福音的里面都说到这几位的妇女来到坟墓前。
Very amazingly, these women was coming to the tomb was recorded in all four Gospels.
这是代表我们的人生。
And this represents our life.
这是代表我们的追求。
And our pursuit of God.
这是代表到我们以为说我们到坟墓去可以叫我们得着了解答。
And we thought that when we come visit the tomb, then our question will be answered.
但是感谢主的恩典。
But thank the Lord for His grace.
他差遣天使来告诉我们的信息。
He sent the angels to proclaim the news to us.
所以第二个乃是我们要听到这个信息。
So the second thing, we must listen to this news.
这个信息，天使就对妇女们说。
And this news is the angels are speaking to the women.
他说不要害怕。
That do not be afraid.
我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时候要信耶稣，仍然有许多的惧怕。
Sometimes when we want to believe in Jesus, but we have fear.
我不是说劝人信耶稣，你信耶稣以后你的病就好了。
And when I preach the gospel, I don't tell people, after you believe in Jesus, your sickness will be cured.
你信了耶稣以后，考试就会考得很好。
You will have very good grade in your exam.
你信了耶稣，你就可以保平安。
And you will have peace after you believe in Jesus.
这是平安的福音。
This is the peace for the news.
神的救恩可以叫我们丰富。
Yes, the grace of God can give us abundance.
神的救恩可以叫我们的平安。
And He can give us peace.
但是许多相信主耶稣的人仍然有许多的害怕。
But many people still have that fear.
我就常常说特别对不起从国内来的有时候给人骗怕了。
And I am sorry to say that some people from mainland China, they were cheated, they were lied to.
弟兄姊妹，神的救恩，神的福音是真实的。
Brothers and sisters, the good news is true.
哎，我们不必用人的话去骗人了。
We do not need to use a cheating word to lie to them.
我们就是把主耶稣告诉人。
We just tell people about our Lord Jesus.
就告诉他你要寻找这位被钉在十字架上的耶稣。
To tell them they have to seek the Lord Jesus who was crucified.
就告诉人说你不要害怕。
Just to tell them do not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，告诉人不要害怕，这是主耶稣常常安慰人的话语。
And this is the frequently used by our Lord Jesus, that you do not be afraid.
这也是天使常常安慰人的话语。
And also the word used by angels to comfort mankind.
这也是我们每一个基督徒要去传福音的时候，把复活的耶稣传给人的时候所要安慰的话语。
It's also the phrase that we should use when we preach the gospel to other people.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
这不是一个空的话。
It's not an empty word.
这乃是需要带着哪一个生命的能力。
But to carry along with the power of our life.
带着神的应许。
To have the promise of God.
带着生命的真实的见证。
To have the true witness from our life.
我们去安慰人。
To comfort other people.
让人可以得着了安慰。
So that they can be comforted.
我有时候常常觉得到病房去不晓得怎么样安慰人。
Sometimes when I went to the hospital bed, I don't know how to comfort people.
我常常就觉得去那个殡仪馆的时候不晓得怎么样安慰人。
And to the funeral home, I don't know how to comfort other people.
但是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
我们若是真正的把我们的真实显明出来。
If we can just show our true reality,
我们就坐在他的旁边,
just sit beside them,
叫人可以得着了安慰,
so that they can be comforted,
叫人不至于惧怕,
so that they can do not need to be afraid.
我想一个小孩子遇见什么事总是会害怕。
A little children, when they see something, they will be afraid.
但是当他跑到父母的旁边的时候他就不会害怕。
But when they come to the parents, they will not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要常常的坐在许多惧怕人的身旁。
Brother and sister, we need to sit beside those people who are afraid.
能够跟他在一起。
To be with them.
不是我们所说的很好听的话。
Not that the words we can use is good.
乃是我们生命的见证。
But the testimony of our lives.
这是天使第一句话。
And this is the first phrase from the angel.
第二句话说他他不在这里。
And second phrase they said, he is not here.
照他所说的话已经复活了。
He has risen just as he said.
他不在这里。
He is not here.
这是主常常给我说的话。
And this is the phrase that God speaks to me all the time.
我实在有一段的时间，我的灵面就是渴慕到有能够找到一个非常理想的教会。
There was a period of time I was thirsting for a very ideal church.
我看到很多的教会非常的热心，人非常的多，我就去参加。
I saw some of the churches, there are very many people, people are very enthusiastic, and I want to go join them.
我也是尽量的寻找很多有效果的教会。
And I want to seek for those church who are very effective.
他能够做到一千人。
They will seat about 1,000 people.
他能够做到2,000人。
Maybe 2,000 people.
能够做到5,000人。
Or 5,000 people.
我希望到哪一个地方我能够看见耶稣。
I hope that when I go there, I can see Jesus.
但是主常常给我说他不在这里。
And Lord always speak to me, he's not there.
主是与真正信靠他的人同在。
God,Our Lord will be with those who really believe in Him.
但是他不是在一个宗教里面的同在。
But He's not with a religion.
他也不是在一个大的组织的里面。
Not with a big organization.
他也不是在人的哪一个轰轰烈烈的在哪一个地方。
Not with a whole bunch of people.
这是主常常给我说的话语。
And this is what my Lord speaks to me.
他不在这里。
He's not here.
这几个妇女到坟墓去。
These few women went to this tomb.
她们看见墓门已经开了。
And they saw the tomb, the door was open.
看见耶稣不在了。
That Jesus was not there.
连那个 钉在十字架上曾经死过的耶稣也没有办法找到。
They cannot find the Jesus who was crucified.
在路加福音第二十四章常常的提醒我说，这天使对这问这许多妇女说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？
It always reminds me of Luke 24 said, the angel said, why are you seeking the living among the dead?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们敬拜的时候。
When we worship.
当我们祷告的时候。
When we pray.
若是圣灵与我们同在。
If the Spirit is with us.
就把哪一个信息说出来。
Then the message will be revealed.
我听到哪一位弟兄姊妹也是祷告到。不要在死人中找活人。
And I heard the brother pray that, do not look for the living among the dead.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候，我们实在是在一个死人中找活人。
Brothers and sisters, so many times we're looking for the living among the dead.
他不在这里。
He's not here.
他已经复活了。
He has risen.
第三句话。
The first phrase.
他说，你们来看安放他的地方。
He said, come and see the place that he was laid.
耶稣的空的坟墓乃是让人人都可以看到。
The empty tomb can be seen by everyone.
耶稣空的坟墓乃是一个记号。
It is a sign for, the empty tomb is a sign.
耶稣空的坟墓乃是给你我一个确实的证据。
It's an assuring proof for us.
谁能够把那一个墓门的石头滚开？
Who can roll open the stone?
只有那一个复活大能的神。
Only the powerful God who had resurrected.
谁能够叫这许多的兵丁能够吓得如死人一样的跑回到耶路撒冷去？
Who can terrify these soldiers that they have to run away to Jerusalem?
只有那一个全能的神。
Only that powerful God.
谁能够叫哪一个西麻布和裹头巾仍然的安放在那个坟墓的里面？
Who can leave that linen cloth and the burial cloth on in the tomb?
只有哪一位复活的主耶稣。
Only the Lord who had resurrected.
主耶稣复活乃是一个事实。
It is the fact that Jesus had rose from death.
主耶稣复活乃是有真有据的，有证有据的。
There is proof on his resurrection.
他已经复活了。
He had risen.
他不在这里。
He's not here.
请看安放他的地方。
Just come and see where he was laid.
但是天使讲到这里，好让他们回去，好好的在家里去休息。
And to this point, it seems like that they can go back and rest.
应当要大大的欢喜。
They need to be joyful.
我想他们是又惧怕又欢喜。
And they were afraid yet filled with joy.
虽然还没有看见了哪一位的复活的耶稣。
Even though they have not seen this Jesus.
但是听到这样的美好的信息的时候，他们又惧怕又欢喜。
But when they heard this good news, they were afraid yet filled with joy.
他们并没有回到家里去。
They did not go back to their own house.
第三个天使就告诉他说，你要去传。
So the angel told them, you are to go proclaim.
去传什么呢？
What are you going to proclaim?
第七节说，快去告诉他的门徒说，他从死里复活了。
And said to go tell his disciples he had risen from the dead.
并且在你们以先往加利利去。
And had gone ahead of you into Galilee.
在那里你们要见他。
There you will see him.
看啊，我已经告诉你们了。
Now that I have told you.
妇女们就急忙离开坟墓。
So the women hurry away from the tomb.
又害怕又大大的欢喜。
Afraid yet filled with joy.
跑去要报给他的门徒。
And went to tell his disciples.
弟兄姊妹他们不是说那我们慢慢的来。
And they did not kind of like slow down and do it slowly.
有时候我看见对不起哦，看见同工做事太快了，我就说慢慢来。
Sometimes, brother coworkers may be doing things too fast, I say, well, slow it down.
我们人常常蛮快的，脚很快。
And usually we react quickly.
那反而主要叫我们慢一点。
And our Lord will say to slow down.
需要在主的面前好好的追求。
That we must pursue the Lord.
但是我们听见主耶稣的命令的时候。
But if we hear the command of our Lord Jesus.
在这里说他们就急忙离开坟墓。
Here said they hurry away from the tomb.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们不离开坟墓。
Brothers and sisters, if we don't leave away from the tomb,
我们的生命仍然存在那个沉睡的灵的里面。
Our life will still be in that darkness and sleeping.
今天怎样我们说话需要离开人的方法，人的坟墓。
Today, God will use this method that is away from man's method and man's tomb.
需要离开人的宗教的方式。
To be away from the methods of the religion.
要快快的去告诉人
，but to hurry and tell people，
他已经复活了
，that he has risen。
这几个妇女们
，and these women，
她虽然有点害怕
，even though they were afraid，
但是她仍然的大大的欢喜
，but they were filled with joy。
她去报告这个信息的时候，又害怕又欢喜。
When they proclaimed this news， they were afraid yet
filled with joy。我听见许许多多弟兄姊妹说要去传福音。哦，他们就说哦，我不会传福音。
A lot of brothers and sisters hear about that. We need to go share the gospel instead. We don't know how to.
我在 KU Medical Center 做事的时候，一位医生是非常非常的爱主。
I remember when I was KU Med Center, there's a doctor who loved the Lord.
我们常常在一起读经。
And we were reading the Bible together.
但是我告诉他说，你要去传福音。
Then I tell him, you need to go share the gospel.
他说我不会，我不会。
He said, no, I don't know how to.
这是牧师做的。
And this is belong to the.
这是传道人做的。
So to the ministers.
我们有时候会害怕。
And sometimes we will be afraid.
弟兄们不要害怕。
Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid.
我们需要大大的欢喜。
But rather filled with joy.
我们要赶快的跑去报告给他的门徒。
And hurry and ran to tell his disciples.
但是很奇妙的一件事情。
There's something very amazing here.
当他们虽然是又害怕又大大的欢喜
，even though they were afraid and filled with joy，
但是他们急忙离开坟墓
，but they hurry away from the tomb。
他们跑去要报给门徒这样的信息。
They ran to tell the news to the disciples。
当他这样做的时候
，when they do that，
果然耶稣遇见他们
，then Jesus greet them。
耶稣祝福他们说：“愿你们平安。”
And Jesus blessed them, say, "Peace be with you."
我们常常的在传福音的时候，我们遇见了耶稣。
And many times as we preach the gospel, then we can encounter Jesus.
我们在传福音的时候，用于去传递美好的信息，主耶稣复活信息的时候，我们里面得到了神的祝福。
When we are willing to preach the gospel, then we will receive the blessing on the inside.
这是我一生的经历。
This is my experience of my life.
我总是要传福音。
I will preach the gospel.
我不管是在哪一个地方，我总是要把主耶稣复活的信息传扬出去。
Regardless of where I am, I want to preach the gospel of Jesus.
但是当他们遇见耶稣的时候
，So when they met Jesus,
他们就抱耶稣的脚要拜他。
They clasp onto Jesus' feet and worship him.
第十节，耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕。”
And Jesus in verse 10 said, "Do not be afraid."
是的，我们有时候会害怕。
Yes, we will, sometimes we will become afraid.
但是主安慰的声音告诉我们说：“不要害怕。”
But Jesus will comfort them, saying that, "Do not be afraid."
你们去告诉我的弟兄
，Go and tell my brothers.
叫他们往加利利去
，to go to Galilee.
在哪里必见我？
There they will see me.
我们的主耶稣仍然要我们把他复活的信息传给他的门徒。
Our Lord Jesus still wants to use the preach the news of the resurrection.
但愿神借着他自己的话语
，May God use His own word.
再一次在这复活的清晨的时候，我们纪念主的话。
In this morning of resurrection, we can remember the word of God.
这几位的妇女来到坟墓。
These women came to the tomb.
是留给他们的 是有点灰心，是有点丧胆。
They might have been disappointed and be afraid.
并且也在哪一个地方哀哭。
And they were mourning over there.
但是感谢主，天使向他们报主耶稣复活的信息。
But the angels proclaimed the news of the resurrection to them.
他不在这里，已经复活了。
He is not here. He has risen.
并且是照着他从前所说的话，已经复活了。
And he has risen just as he has said before.
他已经复活了。
He has risen.
请看安放他的地方。
Just come and see where he was laid.
虽然我们不能够到耶路撒冷再看主耶稣的坟墓，
even though we cannot go to Jerusalem and see the tomb，
但是当我们听见他信息的时候，有许许多多的证据。
But when we heard that, there will be a lot of assurance.
在我们内心里面真的有一个确据。
That we have this assurance in our heart.
他真是一个复活的主。
He is the Lord of resurrection.
我真的不知道给人证明说耶稣怎样的复活。
I cannot prove how to say prove to people that Jesus had resurrected.
但是我知道，我所相信的耶稣，他活在我的心中。
But I know that the Lord Jesus I believe in, He lives within my heart.
所以，天使和主耶稣都告诉这许多妇女说，你们要去传。
So the angel told and Jesus told these people, you are to go and preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要来看。
Brother and sister, we need to come and see.
我们需要去传。
But we also need to go proclaim.
这是今天我所要传的信息。
And this is the news that I want to preach today.
让我们每一个人都能够传扬这位被钉在十字架上的耶稣。
That we can all preach about the Lord who was crucified on the cross.
我们也能够传扬这位从死里复活的耶稣。
Also the Lord that who had risen from death.
我们还要告诉人说他还要再来的耶稣。
And to tell people that he is the Lord who will come back again.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray. As we quiet before the Lord,
虽然时间已经过去，
even the time has passed,
但是我想我们需要再一次的在主的面前有一点默想。
But I feel like that we should meditate before our Lord.
我是不是要真正的相信这位耶稣？
Do I truly believe this Lord Jesus?
他是被钉在十字架上的耶稣。
The Lord who died, who was crucified on the cross.
他也是从死里复活的耶稣。
And the Lord who had risen from dead.
并且我们若是接受他，他可以活在我们的心中。
If we receive him, then he will live within our heart.
今天是一个时间。
Today is still the time.
今天是一个机会。
And an opportunity for us.
你说时间过去就不再来。
Sometimes the time has passed, it will not come back.
机会过去我们就抓不到。
The opportunity has passed, we will not come back.
你若是有这样的感动，
If you are moved,
我愿意信耶稣，
That you want toBelieve in Jesus.
你就心中的默默的在主的面前祷告说，主啊，我愿意开我的心门，接受你，相信你做我的救主。
You can pray silently in your heart that you will open the door of your heart to receive Jesus into your life.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
我们只要这样的简单的相信。
Only believe simply in this.
这位耶稣就会住在我们的心中。
This Lord Jesus will live within our heart.
给我们新的生命。
To give us a new life.
我们在这里也是劝勉已经多年信主的弟兄姊妹。
And also today we'll encourage those who have believed for many years.
或者是同工们。
To co-workers.
我相信每一位都有这个心愿，愿意传耶稣的福音。
Then we all have the heart to preach the gospel.
特别有好多的同工都是不断的传主的福音。
And many brothers and sisters have preached the gospel continuously.
但是有时候我们也会灰心。
But sometimes we become discouraged.
你愿意不愿意再一次的在主的面前来到向他祈求？
Are you willing to come before the Lord to pray to Him?
你说复活的主啊，求你显明你的大能。
That the Lord resurrection reveal your power to us.
让我能够做你传福音的使者。
That will, I will become the ambassador for your gospel.
我们多少的时候是来看看而已。
Sometimes we just come and just look.
但是我们的生命常常的仍然是枯干。
But our lives are still withered.
但是主耶稣吩咐我们说要去传。
But our Lord Jesus commanded us to go proclaim.
他就叫我们的生命得着了。
And then He will bring life into our lives.
并且我们也得着了真正的平安。
To receive the true peace.
因为主应许我们说，愿你平安。
Because our Lord has said, let peace be with you.
当我们出去的时候，也是能够把惧怕去掉。
As we go out, let's put aside the fear that we have.
我们能够享受神真正给我们的恩典。
So we can enjoy the grace that God has given us.
亲爱亲爱的主，
Dear Lord,
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你实在是活的神。
You are the living God.
你总是常常愿你远身的活道呼召我们。
You always call upon us with your living word.
求主的圣灵也常常愿你的话向我们说话。
May your Holy Spirit speak to us.
好让我们再一次的愿意把我们自己奉献在你的面前。
That we will once again dedicate ourselves to you.
好让我们真的能够重新的得力，能够把我们自己献在你的面前。
That we will be refreshed in our strength so we can offer ourselves to you.
主，我们不单听见你的话，常常呼召我们到你那边去。
Not only we have heard that you're calling to come to you.
你说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到你那里去，你就可以给我们的安息。
You said those who are heavy and laden can come to me, and I will give them rest.
主啊，你也叫我们能够学你的样式，负你的轭，你也叫我们能够享受你的安息。
That we are commanded to learn from your example, to take your yoke.That we can enjoy your rest also.
主，我们多年的时候，我们都是享受你。
We have enjoyed you for many years.
我们都是要领受你一切的福分。
We are to receive all your blessings.
主啊，求主帮助我们。
O Lord, help us.
求主做我们的主。
To become our Lord.
主也差遣我们。
And to send us.
能够出去传你的福音。
To go out and preach your gospel.
把你自己的话能够分给人。
To share the words to others.
把你的恩典能够分给人。
To share the grace to other people.
把你的救恩能够分给人。
To share the salvation to others.
求主帮助我们在这些年间能够成了你福音的使者。
That over this year we will become your ambassador for the gospel.
能够成了你真实的见证。
Become your true witness,
也成了人祝福的管道。
And to become an instrument for blessing to others.
祝福你的工作。
To bless your work.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
祝福为你摆上的。
And bless those who have sacrificed.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
And that's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
会众起立，我们唱诗一百。